Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Gwen, and she was a Lonely Fool's model. And despite making more money than ever, she says that she's found God and wants to help other women get out of this evil industry. What about all the money that she made? Did she give it away to a church, or did she bank it and is now only coming clean now that she's got a ton of money? A lot of fools are falling for born-again virgins these days. Translation, I'm using God to excuse my 304 face. Moving on, we have a woman that's advertising her singledom on her car. And she's left an open X for a position for a 6-foot-tall billionaire that's about to come into her life and eliminate her single mother status while taking care of her two mixed kids. The X pretty much tells me that Ray Ray was here. I appreciate her putting this on her car because it's an obvious red flag that conveniently tells men to steer clear. Number three is another single mom looking for a 6-foot-tall role model for her three kids, and they all have different dads. She's twice divorced and a Lonely Fool's model, only temporarily, of course, and she has mental health issues. How convenient. She's also looking for a long-term relationship, so you'll need to commit to her and her kids, and accept that other guys can see the merchandise online. Well, at least temporarily, and only for $4.99. Up next, it sounds like we have a fake female troll account that tells the truth about female nature by saying they wish they had a boyfriend so they could disturb his peace. It's almost as if women go out into the world to find a man that has his life together, wanting to insert herself into it and then throw it into chaos. Women's motto might as well be misery loves company. For many, disturbing men is the goal, and they want to be professional drama llamas. Also remember, according to Tinder, 70% of women have a secret bank account their husbands don't even know about. Number five, I can't explain enough times that feminism and traditionalism are the same thing. Someone says that through my hard work, I've helped get the marriage rate down to 6.5 per thousand, and that we can do a lot better. But women are adapting now, talking poorly about both strategies. Some of them are trying to paint themselves as the third option. They're playing the part of the female chameleon and agreeing with us, going monk mode. Don't turn around and look at them, just keep running in your own direction. Moving on, I ask you guys what this means. Someone says that's the type of man that gets pegged. But I think he was raised and feminized by a single mother, and that's either his mother or his girlfriend, and since women aren't having as many kids to nurture these days, they're trying to nurture grown men. But in the end, they'll all become devoured by the mother archetype. Number seven is the difference only a year can make, in one semester of college. In the after picture, she looks the way that America would look if it was a person and it got AIDS, cancer, and herpes all at the same time. But in reality, this isn't a before and after. College just enhanced what was already there in high school, and without parental supervision, she changed her appearance without the fear of getting kicked out or disciplined. Hanging her tongue out was the hint. Up next is a story about an American Airlines flight attendant arrested for allegedly filming girls as young as 7 in airplane bathrooms. And asked to be a woman, otherwise they would have said that an evil, horrible, misogynistic male flight attendant did this. Either that or is a male who identifies as a female middle school teacher or something. Well, call me corrected. It looks like it was a guy after all. But I wonder how they finally caught him and if he shared the footage with anyone. I'm sure tons of women now find him attractive and will try and set up conjugal visits while he's in prison. Number nine, speaking of prison, look at these inmates seeking pen pals. I thought the only pal they were actually looking for were the guards in the prison. People have said before that this is most likely a fake story, but apparently not. It just makes you wonder which orifice they smuggled the phone in on so they could send their ads out on it. I guess that women seek out male attention even when they're in prison. It's a universal. Moving on, women are complaining because conservative and traditional guys are woke-fishing women, pretending to be male feminists on dating apps. You know, you kind of have to do that these days with over 50% of women or more being woke if you want a girlfriend. Even though there's a so-called tradwife movement, less and less women are being traditional these days. But these woke women are just the smash and dash catch and release variety. Makes you wonder just how many male feminists are only pretending. Number 11, we have a woman saying she wants to sleep with other people, but she can't just have her husband do the same, because she would be jealous. I think instead of jealous, the word is evil, which is a better choice. If you want to know what an open relationship is, for most women it's this. She gets tons of action and he gets nothing. She's probably insecure and worried that her husband is going to monkey branch to somebody else. But that's her strategy, and she just hasn't shared it with us yet. Up next is a guy asking a girl what her thoughts on Roe vs. Wade are. She says that she doesn't watch boxing. Is she really that stupid, or is this another made-up post with some AI-generated giner? If it was real, just remember that you can't fix stupid. Number 13, we have Kins, and she says that men shame women for having lots of consensual sex more than other men for grape. That's because 99.997% of men don't grape. And if they do, they get sent to the big house. This is what a woman says when her body count is high. We don't shame guys that grape. We punish them. Big difference. Also, isn't locking somebody up in prison the highest form of shame? I guess not. Moving on, speaking of prison, here is Jason Vukovic. Off to prison after he went around and assaulted men on the sex offender registry. And he also robbed them. Both him and his brother, who's on the left, were sexually abused as children. Jason is being sentenced now for 28 years. I'm sure he'll probably find many more sex offenders in the big house to assault too. By this look on his face, he can't wait to go. He won't be locked up in there with them, they'll be locked up in there with him. Number 15, the New York State governor wants to spend $2.4 billion to help the migrants coming to New York City. But in the meantime, the NYPD will have to cut the number of cops they have. Just wait until the migrants start a crime wave and there aren't enough cops. Just remember that if a liberal from the 1960s showed up today, they would be considered conservative. But if a liberal from today showed up in 1960, they would be considered an absolute lunatic. Up next, we have a man crying out for help for a doctor for his woman because she's having a heart attack. A doctor in gender studies conveniently shows up and the man says the woman having a heart attack is going to die. The gender study doctor asks if it really is a she. Crazy enough, I could see something like this happening and the man would be at fault for the individual dying from the heart attack. That's the kind of world we're living in now. Number 17, the former presidential candidate Nikki Haley cheated on her husband before becoming governor. Maybe she belongs on those presidential streets. Here's hoping that one of the men she cheated on her husband with accuses her of grape and she gets lawsuits thrown her way. Just goes to show that even traditional Republicans are just 304 cougars in disguise. Moving on is a woman that had an accidental affair with their best friend's husband. Accidental. Right. I wonder if she's one of those conservative traditional women. Her best friend won't talk to her now, and I guess she's now trying to use the media to shame her. What did she do? Slip on a banana peel and fall on a schwing schwing. She knew exactly what she was doing. She just didn't want to take accountability for it. Number 19, I ask, is this the glimpse of the future? Four low-status males sharing one Broomhilda. Why do they always look like that? The guy in the bottom right tried to end the child she had with one of the other guys. Any man with a little bit of self-respect would rather be alone than with discount Velma here. When you look at the definition of neckbeards, you see many of these guys in the dictionary. The ginger even has painted fingernails. How cringeworthy. Up next, Breitbart News is correct with its headline when they say that we're doomed. Conservatives, that is. Because more women than ever are woke and not getting married. Married women vote for Republicans. Someone says that women will be fine, even as AI girlfriends like this one make tens of thousands of dollars a month for their male owners. But I think they'll eventually lose their attention and OF money. Their days are numbered. Number 21, the entire Sports Illustrated staff was recently laid off, and last year they gambled on a trans woman on the cover. And I guess the gamble didn't pay off. Is this another great example of get woke, go broke? Actually, it looks as though AI is being brought in to replace all these workers, and that's going to be coming to many publications. Moving on, Riley here says that she was made to feel disgusted by her very own ex-boyfriend because of her job. Her job was to put schwing schwangs into her pie hole. The guy's response was good because it means that he still has some self-respect left. She says that she lost her virginity in a movie theater by struggle snuggling a kid. The guy kept saying no and she just forced himself onto him. Where's the law when you need them? Number 23, we have a woman saying that her husband didn't suspect that she was cheating on him. She's probably putting this story out after their relationship ended as a sort of revenge because she says their relationship was failing because he didn't suspect her. I guess she was testing his intelligence by being with other men, hoping that he might find out. And even though he trusted her in the end, it was his fault she divorced him. The bastard. Up next, we have the official toilet paper patent from 1891, and it shows the direction of the paper the way the designer had intended it to go. Well, now that that's settled, let's move on to world hunger. I kind of like this graphic, and it should be in every bathroom to give people a laugh. Number 25 and the last one is probably the most important. This is the reason that society is afraid of male minimalism, which is more likely when a man is single and unmarried. It's a threat to the economy, which is the real reason they've been censoring going-your-own-way content creators for many years now. I guess the world is full of businessmen that are like the Ferengi and terrified that they won't be able to sell anything to men who are not enslaved by sex. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and that's it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.